Now, I wanted to run something by you because I'm not sure. You're someone that pretty much calls everyone just by their name, don't you? You don't really have, like, come up with little endearing pet names for people, do
you?
No,
you're just who you are. You're Al, you. Or if I can't remember your name, g'day bloke. Or g'day brother.
Yeah, brother. Actually, you use brother a lot. Well, actually, I guess that's probably your term of endearment that you use for people.
Hey, brother.
Yeah, you say brother. You don't say sister for girls, though, do
you? No, no, no.
Oh, you say darling.
No, I've never said darling.
No, you do. I'm sure I've heard you say darling to people over the phone. When you're getting off the phone to them.
No, I've never say darling.
I think you do.
I even say to girls, and I have said the girl's brother too, just as that general term of, I never said darling. No,
you do, you do. You say it without even knowing. Anyway, this one.
Do not.
A friend of mine, she calls everyone dear. And she's probably only...
she's 75 or something,
No, she's not. She's like 38. Her name's Juanita. And she said, yes, dear, God. No, dear. It's just a really...
Is her hair purple?
No. The blue rinse. No, definitely not. Definitely not. She looks well younger than 38, by the way. But, yeah, she calls everyone dear. And I just think it's so sweet. And I was thinking, I wonder where you stand on this. You know, people calling others... terms of endearment, well, like babe and...
No, your term of endearment, doodle and diddly bar and all these sort of places.
Well, I do call everyone diddle, don't I? Diddle, doodle, doodly.
Yeah, it gets a bit awkward.
No, it's not awkward. When people
talk to you for the first time. You're meeting the mayor.
I don't call Mayor Glenn or Mayor Claire diddle or doodle. I probably would down the track.
Yeah, I'll never be able to keep a straight face if you're saying, you know, Mayor Glenn or Mayor Claire diddly doodly. I just wouldn't know where to look. No, look, these terms of affection, I mean, a mate of mine, Sam, apparently girlfriends of his have used the word darling, babe and all that sort of stuff, and he just can't stand it. He goes, you know, they've had arguments over it. He goes, my name's Sam. And she goes, what? So I've known you, we've been going out 6 to 8 months, and I've still got to call you Sam after all that time. He goes, well, that's my name. He just stands firm. And he hates these little terms of affection. I think it's more him. He hates using that where his girlfriend is happy to use the darling and the babe thing. And I'm just thinking the sweetest sound in the world is a person's name, and you should use it. You know, this darl babe stuff, I know you're trying to get to that next level of intimacy, but I don't think we need them.
Don't you?
No, I don't think we need them. Just use the name. You're Al, so you're Al, not Doodly or whatever the hell you want to call yourself.
I always use terms of... affection, endearment, little nicknames.
But do you need to, though?
Well, I like it. I like it. That's just my personality. I don't know.
Yeah. Why don't you try for the next week? Mm-hmm. Just call people by their name. So if you meet Janet or Mikey around the place, g'day, you know, g'day, Mike.
That's or
if you,
weird.
You know, talk to the boss, you know, he's Rod. You know, not, you know, chicken dinner or whatever.
Our boss's surname's Winner. So in my phone, he's Winner Chicken Dinner. Obviously not that original, but I know his nickname's Moose.
Oh, so, you'd never use that, would you?
Yes, I have. Why not? Why not? I love it.
No.
I just think it gets you down to another level of sort of friendship or that probably annoys everyone. Yeah.
Karen, you going to share?
I really don't like being called Wheaty by anybody. Wheaty. Yes. Unless they're naughty.
Yes, Sweetie. I'm with you on Sweetie. I think Sweetie's a little bit, I don't know, weird.
Is that coming from your grandpa or who calls you that?
Oh, just random guy.
Okay.
Yeah, to me it's demeaning. Like customers at work, they'll say, you know, nah, that's not quite right, sweetie. Or the mechanic, for instance.
That sounds like a bit of a put down, doesn't it?
Yeah. No, I can't stand that.
Yeah, okay. What about your hubby? Yeah. What's he call you?
Babe.
You
like babe?
All right.
You like babe.
What do you call him?
Babe.
Oh, good. There's a lot of people calling each other
Babe Squared. I love it.